the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, on Thursday, the world's 267th Pope, Pope Leo XIV, was revealed on the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. Overnight, Chicago-born Cardinal Robert Prevost became the leader of nearly 1.5 billion Catholics. But is there anything we can learn about leadership from the conclave? In this opinion piece, theologian Gina Menzies gives us her thoughts.
The new Pope has been elected. Viewers were given a glimpse of footage from inside the Sistine Chapel. Cardinals clapping their new Pope. Footage for a social media age, a modern moment amidst the traditional white smoke, Latin terms,
che ha dato la vita per il gregge di Dio.
Michelangelo's frescoes, majestic Renaissance surroundings, and regally attired men.
Of course, because you got the news from smoke coming out of the chimney where you are. Folks here got the news the 21st century way, this staring into their cell phones and then word of mouth.
Like, every TV news channel has been focused on the papal election, an election with elements of political elections, but also entirely different, with an electorate from the far corners of the world. But as we observe, entirely male.
The conclave includes 133 cardinals, the largest.
Can you imagine how commentators would describe an alternative image? Women of all nations electing a leader for their organisation and the wider world. In life and sport, leadership is critical for success.
Leadership is not a rank. Leadership is not a position. Leadership is a decision. Leadership is a choice.
Effective leaders have a vision that inspires others to follow them by their example, demonstrated in their actions and words. This is as evident in church as in other institutions. The late Pope Francis led by his example of humility, kindness, and radical inclusivity. It seems that Pope Leo XIV may be cut from the same cloth. In his first Mass, he lamented the valuing of technology, money, success, power, and pleasure over Christian faith.
You have called me to carry that cross and to be blessed with that mission. And I know I can rely on each and every one of you to walk with me.
Authentic inclusivity, by definition, is open to listening to all voices, to hear alternative ideas. It's the opposite of an authoritarian style of leadership. An institution that excludes the voice of women at so many levels of its organization and governance doesn't demonstrate inclusive leadership. Seeing the rows and rows of beautifully assembled, prayerful and solemn men sends a stark message to the other half of humanity. When the Catholic Church speaks on the morality of climate, economic issues and conflicts, it draws on the expertise of scientists, economists and other disciplines. But when the institution makes statements about women and their life experiences, these are not based on insights from sociology, psychology, biology, anthropology, or philosophy. Men alone decide. Reading many peer-reviewed publications confirms the benefits of diverse teams. Decision-making improves. Teams that include a wide range of ages, gender, and different geographic locations make better business decisions almost all the time. Teams generally, almost 70% of the time, outperform individual decision makers. Diverse teams lead to less groupthink, where mistaken opinions are more likely to spread. So while Pope Leo XIV has called on his church to illuminate dark nights of this world, hopefully the Spirit will direct him and all churchmen to reach out not only to the brothers, but also the sisters of this 1.4 billion strong congregation.
Gina Menzies there.